It's the Daily Talk Show episode 342.
What's going on, guys? Hump day. Yes. Full studio right now. Mm-hmm. Let's do a roll call, Mr. 97.
What's going on?
It's not what you say.
You got to say.
Let's see if he gets it. 3D Dill.
3D Dill.
Oh, no.
I'll do it. It might be an Australian thing.
Tommy. Or
present.
Oh, I was going to say here.
No. Here. Josh.
Present.
Here.
Okay, you've gone with his. No, well, do you remember that in primary school? It's do the roll call, the present. Yeah. Mm. You didn't do present?
No, well, I used to actually, I would run the roll call.
Of course you would, from your clipboard.
Yeah, I had a clipboard, worked out.
Oh my God, I just had a realization. We've been walking past a tram stop and there's been ticket inspectors that have a badge on their chest that looks like there's some form of FBI agent. Mm. It looks so official, looks more official than a police badge.
Yeah.
That's the perfect job for you, dude, if this doesn't go well. Don't you reckon? Even that beanie too?
That's been very rude about my beanie. The first day I wear a beanie, how long did that take? That was 1:05.
No, you said, should I wear it? And I said, mate, if it's purely for a functional purpose, which is to keep your fucking scone warm, go for it.
Scone being hat. Head.
Head. But if it's stylish, bin it.
But with in regards to the present and what's that called? Roll call.
Yeah, roll call, yes.
I worked out when I was young how to do turn Excel spreadsheets, like turn the borders on for the individual cells.
Yep.
And so that's how I created, because I would actually run the roll call for football games within the school. Anyway, cool story.
And every person has their, you know, their calling.
And so I don't know if I talked about this on the show?
Yeah, you've talked about the roll call.
Rather than doing a tick, you do a line,
yeah,
and then you'll do like a cross for people who aren't there, and that was the system.
You're an old soul, aren't you?
Mr. 97 said that, gave me a compliment about my beanie yesterday, which is why I'm wearing it.
And why would you do that? But secondly, what was the compliment? No, what was it?
That's well, nice. No, it was. It makes him look like he's got a bit of a street cred.
He said it's the equivalent of having a neck tattoo.
Neck tattoo. It's a neck tattoo all over again.
All over again. It's like I've had one. Yeah. I've never had a neck tattoo.
Jesus. There's no. You're saying it makes him look tough.
Yeah.
Little do they know.
you're soft as marshmallow. Inside.
In many ways.
You know, your spirit. Hey, congrats, Mr. 97. Fucking epic edit that you've put together. We've just released a video on our YouTube channel. It's also on Instagram. It's an IGTV. But go to our YouTube channel, / The Daily Talk Show. Mm. The story of 3D Dill making his way down under. I love it.
It's an epic tale.
It's we've had some people message. Craig Harper texted me this morning and said, video about 3D Dill, awesome. So well done. He looks like a straight-up Canadian version of you two fuckwits. Perfect. Loving your shit, mate. I was thinking you are going to morph Dill into the three of us. Like I even noticed in that video, Mason, that it was we all got it from Josh. Oof. Just about if something's like – it's like a reaction to something. Oof.
Did he say oof?
I say it in that. Oh, yeah. And I was like yesterday, I'm so glad I didn't say anything because I was like – I heard Mr. 97 say that he's been saying. And I was like, you idiots. And then I saw myself. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm doing it too.
I think I've got cut through with – because I think I repeat things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
There's definitely something Mr. 97 has been saying a lot. Absolutely not. Hey, 97, do you mind just doing absolutely not?
Absolutely not.
But
the problem is it gives him this – it's. I know it's funny, but it's also this power to knock back any requests that we send his way.
He's got to be careful when he uses it.
Yeah, he'll be gone soon. No, I'm joking.
You wouldn't be aware of this, but 97 had a bit of a disaster at the gym.
Did he?
Yeah.
What, you hurt your arm the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Tricep.
Now, this is more brand damaging.
Brand damaging.
But, oh, yeah, it wasn't great.
What did you do?
So I was at the gym with my best mate, Andre.
You haven't barbell curled in the squat rack, have you?
No.
That's
no.
A no.
So we finished our workout. It wasn't actually in the gym, but we went through and we went into the pool area and had like a little cool down in the pool or whatever. And then after that, we go into the sauna. Mm. And to walk past the sauna, it's like a spa sauna area. And so the people in the spa, all the bubbles and the jets had turned off. So they asked me to go turn the jets on, which is just a little button on the wall.
Mm.
And so, and so what I did is they just pointed at the wall and I just hit the first button that I saw. It turned out that the button that I hit was a big red emergency button. Huge, literally like in red and white capitals, emergency, huge button. I smashed it. The alarms just are blaring across the whole stadium, the gym, the pool, the sauna. And so I just hopped in the sauna and I let the staff come and turn it off. And I was just watching it from afar. And I didn't end up turning the sauna bubbles, the spa bubbles back on.
Hell. And the guy doesn't even pay for a gym membership. He's getting a free month's membership. No,
he's signed up now.
Oh, signed up now.
Even more annoying. A paying customer. Yeah. Just
it took them so long to turn off. It would have been like at least 3 minutes of it blaring.
What are they using the emergency for? Is it for someone
cracks their scone.
Yeah,
you know, like a Gronk walks in with a beanie on, and he's going in for a sauna session. Slips on the you know.
That's resus someone the other day.
Oh, that's no good.
The sauna, yeah.
That's no.
You wouldn't want that sort of a response time if that was happening, but
no.
Well, I guess I don't. The response time in the alarm turning off isn't the big thing. It's more them. Did they come quickly? Did they see, was there pointing going on? Like, yeah, it was him. Like, and you're just in the sauna behind like a little window?
No, not really. I mean, I couldn't see them pointing because the window was like to my left and I wasn't directly in front of it because I was trying to hide. But no, they just came strolling in and was just there, flicked it off.
Was there no thought in what's this button? Because
the spa button is right above the red button and they were just pointing at the wall and it was just mindless. Mm-hmm. I just went and hit the first one that I saw because I thought...
UI issue there. Yeah. But
but did you make eye contact with them for them to ask? I'm trying to work out how this could have been avoided because I think I would have avoided it by...
You could have put your head down and keep walking after they asked you, but I didn't make eye contact with them. They just like pointed at me and started like.
There's some videos online of like buttons just put in random locations, and they just wait.
Videos online.
There's videos on YouTube where it's like buttons. So I remember a car company did it. It's like an activation. They've just got this pole with a big red button on the top and they're waiting for people to walk over and just go, what's this?
It's the big push the button.
Colin Jackie O did that. But that was like line up and press it and it could be your turn, you win. But it's like people do like I know Conspiracy Jimmy, his business, their front door doesn't have a sign and immediately it throws people off. Like it doesn't have an open.
Yeah.
And I've always just saying, put an open for business. Come in, we're open. Like you need to be that descriptive.
Need to listen to Craig Bruce.
If you're at the lights and you're around a bunch of people and you just sort of, I've done it a couple of times, just like not when there's a bunch of cars going fast by, but if you just sort of like.
What are you doing?
I'm just pretending like I'm about to walk.
Okay, sure. Other people go
fucking walk out.
My dad did that. I remember once when he, being a sort of a Bogan family, it wasn't uncommon to drag race
at
the lights.
Yeah,
and dad tells a story of once doing it, and just did like a quick nudge, and the person thought it was green and drove off.
I've seen people get flashed from doing that. There's like an arrow going straight ahead, which goes green, and then an arrow that sort of veers right. The arrow straight ahead went, and then this person went. It's so annoying.
Well, talking about flashing.
Flashing? What kind of flashing?
Well, my favorite bit of the whole 3D deal video, and again, youtube.com/The Daily Talk Show, please watch it.
Yeah.
Was we gave Mr. 97 the 1DX, the big camera.
Yeah.
But this time, for something different, we put a flash on it. And I just my main instruction. What was my main instruction to you, 97?
Just go hard, hard like paparazzi.
Mm. Yeah, I mean that's a perfect camera for a paparazzi. It's either great for getting action photos of birds flying at high speeds, or celebrities walking, so you can get any bad facial expression they'll do.
So you need to watch the video.
There was neither celebrity or birds at the airport.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
And if you watch the video, you need to watch, especially the YouTube video because it's the wider screen, you can see the confusion, the bemusement of all the people around.
Yeah. 3D Dill, who's the most famous person you've ever met over in your time in Canada?
Oh, geez, that's tough.
Because there's so many or none?
All this, yeah.
The most famous person I ever met was oh, geez, I have
can
no
I
idea.
Guess?
Yeah, go. Yeah, you have a guess.
Seth Rogen.
No.
Because you've never met him?
No.
These because you haven't met these people, or because they're not the most famous person that you've met?
They're not the I mean, probably the most famous person I met was members of a band.
Okay, if you haven't named the
band.
Sounds
like we wouldn't know them.
Def Leppard from the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
So I met them 3 years ago.
Did you hunt them down?
No, I went to a show and I got second row at the concert.
I believe when I was doing my research on 3D Dill, I found an old illustration that you did for them.
Yeah.
That was about 2015.
Fan art.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And then that was kind of the first in that I got, and then booked, got VIP passes.
So based on the illustration?
No, I had to buy it. I used my own money.
He just missed out on the internship with them and he took
Are
the
you
one
impressed
with us.
That I knew about the illustration thing? Or
I am. I'm a little creeped out.
But yeah. No, I literally.
Years ago.
Yeah. Mate, how do you think we feel with the guy coming over here to stay with us?
That's true.
More promotion of the video. What was your mum's response to the film that Mr. 97 made?
My mom loved it. She cried.
Yeah.
She cried. So, I mean, if you can make my mom cry, then you're probably doing something good.
Oh, really? She doesn't cry that much?
Not. I've only seen her cry a handful of times in my life.
Have you seen your dad cry, Josh?
Because
our fathers are from a generation that, you know, was
Man,
more
don't
stoic.
Cry.
Man, don't cry. But, I mean... coming just out of it, and we're in the thick of the crybaby.
I think
if you have to think,
maybe funerals, okay. May, but not much.
Yeah,
yeah, very little. Do you think? I mean, you're going to probably change that for Bodhi.
Yeah, I'm happy to cry. Like, I just don't have the filter in me that I can't cry if I feel like crying.
But I feel. Don't you feel like when I go to? I hate crying. Do you have that feeling? Like if you're watching something, it's sad. Like if I'm watching 60 Minutes and it gets sad,
yeah,
I'm saying
mean.
To myself, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Amy loves a cry.
Yeah.
When I first met her, she would, I was like, this is such a bad habit. She would watch sort of sad stuff before bed and cry. And she likes it. And I was like, when I've been singing that song to Bodhi, which he doesn't cry to anymore.
Have you
I don't
told
know what
the,
happened.
The show about that yet?
Yeah, I mentioned that Rockabye Baby in the treetop.
Yeah.
And so the baby falls out of the. It's pretty rough song. The baby dies, falls, branch breaks.
The cradle will fall. Yeah, and out will come baby. Cradle
down
baby.
Down will come baby cradle and all. And so the baby's fucked. He's fallen from a tree. So Bodhi. Understood how serious that situation was for the baby, and he would cry when I sung it to him.
But the thing was that you played the video, which was very sweet. So you managed to get a little bit of footage of him just, and you've got to be careful of how you do it so you don't ruin the moment.
Because he's a narcissist. As soon as he sees himself on camera, he's
play
like,
up.
Oh, anyway, so I did get it, but he stopped crying to it. But I said to Amy, "No, let's not sing it to him because I don't want to take him to that place." And she's, "No, it's okay to go." And she was really proud of him because he sort of entered this, you know, he's acknowledging. I was like, he's too.
Empathy.
He's too. Not, I think he could be confused.
Yeah, well, what I liked about it was because I think you were rattled by the whole thing and wanted to keep it going to get the content. And so the video you played me, you were at the improvisation stage of the song.
I forgot. I did it. I
the
just
baby fell in the fallen Just like you're making up of that. Like I was like, that's not the fucking song. You're like, yeah. I just like, I'd gotten to the end.
You go, just you take the tune and he started singing different song lyrics with a different melody. Like, so he just brings it in. So
what does that mean?
So, rock goodbye baby on the treetop. So he'd just bring in other words.
Okay.
And he just, so he's just remixing.
Mm.
Anyway, I used to cry when I saw this placemat that we'd put down for dinner. And on it was a little boy sitting on a log. And I used to look at it and say, little boy lost. And then I'd cry.
That's nice.
Yeah. It was sweet.
It's
the last time I cried. No. No, I think, like you said, watching sad stuff,
it's annoying.
I think what you're describing about is entering in to a state where you're allowing yourself to cry.
Yeah.
Because...
But it's also like, I feel that maybe it is because it's slightly suppressed that when you do it, it's really hard not to feel like you're a real ugly crier.
Mm.
Like I feel like it's either not crying or like almost like vomiting. But I made the mistake of buying my sister's Keeper on fucking Blu-ray.
Which mistake, buying a DVD
No, it was just like spending money on a Blu-ray, a high-quality replication of a film that is so sad. It's like, I mean, when the fuck am I going to watch this again?
You're watching sad movies twice. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Actually, I remember I cried in the movie Switch.
Who has that got bloody Will Smith or something?
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
It was the scene. Do you guys remember? Is it Switch or Click?
I haven't seen it.
Never seen it. Okay, it's the remote control one where goes back.
Yeah, there's
this scene, and it was one of those cases where it's like, oh, fuck yes, because I was watching it. Like, it's a fucking Adam Sandler film. It's meant to be funny.
Yeah.
And then he was in a hospital and he was invisible. No one could see him because he's like fucking time warped or whatever. And he was running out in his gown and he's like yelling out for the people to see him and no one could see him.
Yeah.
But also the other film, very sad, that I've seen, P.S. I Love You.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
I haven't seen that. Oh, it's the one where Gerard Butler.
The letters
and
shit.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah. It's not ideal.
Horror and sad movies is not what I typically want to just enter into. But some people do. Some people love getting into that sad mode. Mm-hmm. 3D Duel, when was the last time you cried?
Did you cry before you left?
I mean, when you saw us.
It was emotional leaving home, but I don't think that was the last time I cried. Wasn't too long ago, realistically. Mm-hmm. I think it was after, because I had driven across the province back home to visit one of my friends. Mm-hmm. And I think leaving her was like, it's a little heart wrenching.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I did cry when I got a parking fine as well.
Fuck, that's annoying.
But it was because I had just started my business. I bought a tripod. I was at Lee Mac in Richmond. And I parked it, got the fucking Rockstar Park out the front.
Yeah.
Little did I know that there was a sign that said no parking, no standing on Wednesdays. It was like a bin day or whatever. And it is whack.
It's like this one
bullshit.
Time.
It was literally between these 2 hours. And that's why there was so many fucking parks, because you're not allowed to park there. Yeah. And I remember I was just like trying to be very careful with money.
Mm.
And I had the option of getting the okay tripod that was like $999 or the epic one, which was $1,250 or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I'm going to be smart. I'm going to get the $999 one.
Yeah.
And so I was like, fucking, I did it or whatever. And then I took the tripod and I like paying for it, and I went out and I saw a guy putting the parking fine thing. I was like, what's this? Annoying. And he's like, oh yeah, you can't park here. And then I just remember... on the way home.
Your heart just sinks. I saw a girl get into a car yesterday next to me, and she just looked at me. She's like real cash, and then she fucking heart sunk, saw the parking ticket on her screen. She was a P-plater, just finished work. It is so annoying. I once was like, I'd always seen people driving around and they still have a parking ticket on their screen. I was like, these fucking gronks.
They're hoping for it to blow away or something.
How have you not seen that? It's like,
I've definitely seen it.
How have you not? They've either haven't seen it and they're just oblivious, or they're just leaving it there because they hope that it doesn't.
Yeah.
If it blows away, they don't have to pay it, which makes no sense. But I'd been pretty hard in my head on these kind of people.
Mm.
And then I parked and I drove home and I fucking had one on my windscreen.
When did you realize?
When I got home.
Really?
Because I was so confused. I was like, where the fuck is this from? I had this, and I had another time where I parked years and years ago. And I almost, this is where we've just got this devil inside us, of all of us.
Mm, speak for yourself.
No, I think everyone has the fucking devil inside that's kind of like poses the thing you
don't
could
flush
do.
Flush the toilet.
That's not
don't
right.
Flush the toilet.
I'll give you an example of the devil inside of me. I'd heard once that if you put a parking ticket that you got on a car that is exactly the same model, there's a high chance that they'll pay it.
It's the highest gronk move.
It's the highest gronk. I'll first say I never did that. Mm-hmm. So I haven't done that, and I don't recommend anyone does that because it's superior Gronk. That's like supreme Gronk.
It stuff. Sounds like you have you though?
No, but here's the thing. Here's why I was so tempted.
Because the devil was inside me. And the devil told
the devil
me
was
to do
inside
it.
Of you. And it's clear on episode 14 what that was. I had parked too close to a corner. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's a
rule. It'll be 10 metres.
10 metres in Australia, 3D deal. If you park too close to a corner, you get a ticket. Anyway, parked there. The car behind me was identical. Mm-hmm. Like same start, number plate started with the same thing, mm-hmm. P. And same year, like fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Honda Civic. And I was there and I was like, oh, should I? And I didn't.
Really? We actually had a case.
I'm happy I did. That was 10 years ago.
We had a parking fine that we were given, but the rego they had written down wrong. Which it was like very much the same, but it was one letter difference.
Perfect.
So it wasn't you.
Well, yeah, we could just, you could write it off as not existing.
I got one put on mine. That wasn't, someone that was wasn't mine. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think they're even trying to do that. I could have just been some cheeky bugger. Uh-huh. I remember as a kid, there was a store. It was like it must have been like a party store. Oh, no. Those prankster stores. You would have been. You
like
would have
a What's New.
What's New. They sell all this sort of quirky shit.
Lava lamps.
Lava lamps.
But also like sort of pen zapper type pens. Thing. Also big. Were you ever into Beanie Bears?
Beanie Bears, yeah. I've got one upstairs.
$20 a Beanie Bear. I think it was 10 or 20.
I think 15.
Whatever it was, that was sort of the go-to gift that you give a friend. It was like, oh, they got a Beanie Bear. It's like, which one are you?
I thought they were Beanie Kids.
Beanie Kids. Beanie Bear, Beanie Kids. I think, I don't know. Same. We'll have a look at the one upstairs that I've still
Why have you got it?
It was just, it's just traveled with me.
What is it? No, but how did it actually get
I bought it when I was like probably year six.
And so why do you have it?
Because I took it to my place in Shepparton. It was from my – I just – you know those things that's in a drawer and you just – somehow it ends up at each place. And I've grown
– I think we need to KonMari this.
We can cut its head off. Or we can put it up on the wall.
That's the devil speaking.
We won't do that.
Yeah, go on.
No, but so at this place, I bought these fake parking tickets. And so I would go out in my street and write up fake parking tickets and put them on the cars. But I never waited around to see the reaction.
That's the best.
The whole point of it.
That's the best bit.
Oh, the flash thing that we had. So we had the flash on top of the camera. Mm. Getting Mr. 3D Deal. Sounds weird when you call him Mr. 3D Deal. Mum had one of those, and there's a button to sort of just test it, you can even, you just manually
do it. The pilot.
Yes, it's the pilot button. I would get out in the street at night, get down behind my mum's car, and when a car would go past, I just thought it was so funny that they would be thinking. I was so young too. I couldn't even drive then. I just thought these guys are going to be so annoyed that they've been flashed. There's a little devil in action.
Yeah.
I mean, a little devil.
That's okay.
But as if you haven't had the devil sort of creep up on the shoulder to say, do it, Josh. Seriously, do it.
I'm trying to think of the naughtiest thing. I'll tell you a thought process the other day. Dill, when we went to Woolworths, did you know, like I wasn't sure, I hadn't explained yet that the bags, you pay for the bags.
Yes.
I saw Dill got a bag and I just let it go. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to explain. If he pays for it, he pays for it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Did you pay for the bag?
Nope.
Okay, oh, international criminal.
So we owe Woolworths
15 cents.
That's a new rule. Is that a thing in Canada at all?
I think so, but like no one follows it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They have a how many bags would you like today? You just press skip and then you just take whatever bags you have.
Oh, you've been stealing since day one?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Dale, do you know what a gronk is? Do you know what the gronk meaning is? Because I've got my own kind of definition.
Well, I think people confuse also bogan with gronks.
Okay.
In regards to interchangeable, like so for instance, last night we had sausages in bread.
Yeah.
Not a gronk move.
No, that's not a gronk move.
Very much bogan.
I think, so I want to, because I thought maybe I should define gronk in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So
are we going to let 3D Dill have a crack?
Yeah, you go first and then I'll tell you.
I think for the Canadian audience especially, a bogan would be more of a hick
mm-hmm.
that we have back home. I think that's probably something really similar.
Yeah.
A gronk maybe a bit more of a degenerative hick.
Okay.
Like way out in the middle of the woods and has no teeth left over.
Sure. Now, that's an ice addict. No, but to me, we're all gronks. To me, we all have
a bit of a devil in us, don't we? It's just whether it comes out or not.
For instance.
It wasn't me,
officer. A gronk move is where your brain has sent you a thought. A thought has appeared when you're in something. So gronk move, you thinking about the fact that Dylan might not have paid, but you could say, I think it's very low level.
It's very low level.
Gronk move is when your brain says, I probably shouldn't do that, or I probably should. Say, for instance, you go to the bathroom and you make a mess. You piss on the seat, you poo on the, you know,
skid marks. Poo on the what?
Skid marks. Even to the extent of washing your hands, it sprays up and it goes all over the ground. And you look down on the ground and go, I should do that, but I won't. And so it's almost like the selfish act is the real gronk behavior, where you've thought, I won't do this, but then what you've done directly impacts other people. Mm-hmm. So that's like pure gronk behavior. But I think we all possess it. I think we all do shit where – so we're all gronks striving for greatness. That's what we're trying to – from gronk to great, that's what we want. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what's – if we were to be critical of me for a change.
Yeah.
I mean, where am I? Where do I?
I think you're a lot of the gronk behavior is leaving. Like,
oh, it's leaving. Oh,
remember that time when I was like, oh, where should I? What, there's no bin. I'll just put that here. Yeah. And you were walking downstairs to the garage where the main bins are, and I was like, bins. But you even acknowledged it before you put it down. You're like, oh yeah. A true gronk would have left it there.
I think it's got a close alignment with not my problem.
Yeah, it does. Like, it's like does one of the studio rules is you can't say it's not my problem. Do you know what I did, boys, yesterday? I cleaned someone's plate. I fucking washed it. I washed it in there.
What it was on it?
A little bit of turkey.
Oh, fuck. Go fuck yourself.
Was it your plate?
No, I definitely ate all the turkey. Like,
was it Dylan's plate?
No, it was his plate. Mine was on my desk. I cleaned mine.
I think that is an absolute setup because you know I had turkey.
It could have been on the turkey.
I don't think I would leave turkey just on the plate. But okay.
It was a tiny bit. It was almost like a bit of gristle.
Okay.
Yeah, so but we're all. This is you're a gronk in recovery.
We need to fix that. The fridge is going to be an issue, I think.
What's the issue?
That the amount of turnover of contents of the fridge,
small
things
fridge.
Will start to get left behind.
Yeah,
and then before you know it, it's a you've got an avocado that's rotting.
Yeah, I think if you're just going to plan it out, boys. Mm. Know when you're going to eat it.
Well. The thing is, what I'm starting to realize is the friction. So I think part of the gronk system.
Yeah, gronk filter. You're sort of on the lookout for the gronk. Yeah,
the gronk formula is also being like, I am going to avoid some form of friction at the expense of giving some other people friction.
Yeah, yeah. I think so, that's a good thought pattern.
And so part of it is it's like not being a gronk actually means more friction. For instance, yesterday I was cleaning one of my bowls and Weet-Bix, like a cereal here in Australia.
Yes.
And it gets quite – if you leave it for more than a few minutes, it turns into like a concrete.
Mate, so Bodhi, he loves Weet-Bix. He's punished 8 before in one sitting. That's oof from Mr. 97. You know that's impressive because he's a pubescent child that, you know, goes hard on food. Anyway, he eats and then around the – if you don't clean under the rim of the table, it's like you said, concrete. Yeah. It's crazy. We could build a fucking house with Weet-Bix. Yeah.
Well, I reckon – I think this place might be built with Weet-Bix. But the – no, I was cleaning last late yesterday before we left. And I had it on hot water. I realized I'm like, I'm not going to get this with cold water. It needs to be hot water.
Definitely.
I had it on and I was like rinsing the bowl. And then I looked down and the fucking bowl was set up so that it was going out of the bowl just all over me and on the floor.
I mean, it's pretty like.
Is that that's a standard
first
thing?
You know, low level. Like that's what happens. It's what happens. Yeah.
I think the thing that I get most upset about is dishwashers. I'd prefer to just wash my dishes than what dishwashing's all about. Mum had a cleaner who would clean the house.
Ooh la la.
I know, but the annoying thing was, she would say, oh, Tara's coming tomorrow, so everyone clean up.
Oh, yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Well, you clean up because you don't want to be outed as absolute gronks. Like a house absolutely filthy.
It's the equivalent of the dishwasher, which is I have no problem putting shit into the dishwasher.
Yeah.
What upsets me is the rinse that I need to do for the dishwasher. It's the biggest fucking scam I've ever seen.
No, I think for me, I mean, Amy likes to do it, but likes to actually just hand wash them.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, like, I don't want to have to spend any more time than I need to doing anything to do. Like this morning, dishwasher was full. Mm-hmm. I took it out all quickly and I put everything from, the side counter up into the dishwasher, and then I went and got Bodhi up. But it's like, imagine if I had to do that but actually hand wash it. It's could a privileged position could to you have do a dishwasher.
Could you do two cycles? That's what I wonder. Like, could I just put
it on really dirty?
And that's my one.
Dude, you can get dishwashers that are absolutely
industrial, sort of type of thing.
Brutal. Amy's mum's got one. I saw her putting her dishes into her dishwasher and I was like,
really?
Your just game. And then it came out sparkling.
3D Dill, you've been here now for, what, like 5 days or something?
Yeah, 5 days.
What have you learned? What's stood out to you so far?
Just the fact that everyone's so laid back. So mm-hmm. far from what I've seen, especially working in here and working with you guys, it's a really collaborative atmosphere.
We've conned him, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's all downhill from here, honeymoon period.
Everyone has an idea of what everybody else is doing, mm-hmm. which is what I really like. I think that's definitely a valuable takeaway right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And also just there's so much more emphasis on being interpersonal with people that you're working with and even people on the street, especially realizing a difference from back home in Toronto. People are more likely to say hi and give you a wave here than back home.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we Australians are known for being friendly. We're in it, so we just don't really notice any difference. Let's keep the circle jerk going. I thought commendable effort, 3D Dill. We haven't we've kind of said it, but you've come across to the other side of the country.
Other side of the world, sorry.
You
didn't come from Perth.
But you've come very far and it's so great, this fucking team building out.
Baby's sleeping well
and we're all putting in effort. It's nice to, like, you see how when you can get people around you that you feel like you can take it further.
Mm.
You feel like you can – it opens your eyes to see the possibility of growing, this thing to be – huge.
Does it, Mr. 97, does it make you think about like exchange programs or doing something overseas? You can say no.
Well, I think it'd be a struggle trying to find one of these.
Yeah.
Like it'd be so.
What about a podcast exchange? Joe Rogan.
We'll take Jamie.
Yeah.
I mean, Jamie is elite.
Uh-huh. And Mr. 97 is extra elite.
He's,
getting there.
He's getting there.
And so
he's his own.
What have you taken away from having another team member, specifically someone who is hashtag international?
I think the biggest thing is probably like you guys have passed on like so much experience and knowledge and put so much time into teaching me stuff. So it's probably that sense of responsibility that there is stuff that I can teach Dill.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like it's a bit of a responsibility to, sort of show him how to do the camera, show him how to set up the podcast, edit it, show notes, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And just sort of, teach him as much as I can. And then.
Well, you actually learn by teaching, right?
Yeah.
It was
one
of the things when I was doing personal training, at such a low level, but it's like you learn this shit in an 8-week course and then you sink your teeth into it and start getting clients, and you actually learn by articulating what you've learnt, and it speeds up that process. I will say though, I was thinking about attracting people that are of a similar kind to you. So like Josh and I, you and I, we have similar kind of thinking about work and, mm-hmm. and what we want and the types of people we are and, mm-hmm. you know, self-starters with creating opportunities. You see 3D Deal and Mr. 97, similar.
Yeah.
Creating opportunity.
Which I think is rare because I think yeah. that part of it is, especially when you're seeking out something that requires them to have buy-in, mm. but also there's like it's a unique hybrid because most people I think are either one or the other. They either are super ambitious and they want to start their own thing and all that sort of thing, or they want a job.
Mm.
And so having the balance of some people who are super ambitious, super talented, mm. but also wanting to work within a team and understand more, I think that's pretty rare as well.
I've seen a to finish off with sort of going pretty long here for a solo episode between us. Have you noticed online?
You've been commentating more about the show.
I have, even
with Ruth.
Is that?
When the screen went out, Mr. 97 had done a thumbs up and I was all good. Yeah. And then you're like.
No, well, because Tommy didn't see the thumbs up.
We're still recording. It sort of ruins the mood a little bit.
No, I think you've got to. I mean, that's what it's like a TV show. You can't do that.
Yeah.
A podcast that you can kind of.
There's something a bit rattling maybe as a guest to say, are we still recording?
I mean.
Are we still on?
Yeah. I guess everyone's experience. It would rattle you severely.
I think if you're
we're all different. Yeah. Like we're all so different. This almost plays into what I'm saying. I've been watching these people online, and everyone's saying, "How many videos have you seen where it's like a lot of people have been asking me lately?"
Yeah,
I'm just like, I actually think you can't say that anymore because no one believes you. I think where everyone's like they see it as a. So how I need to create a video.
Mm.
How can I sort of launch into this video? Oh, I know. I can sort of serve up what I want to talk about posed as a question that I've been asked.
Well, when you're at the level like, say, Matt D'Avella, he actually gets those questions.
Yeah, he's got a Twitter account.
When you've got 20 followers and you're saying a lot of people are asking me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that's why it's good having – that's why it's good having an account because when I do the Q&A things, I can dish up the exact questions that I want. It's like they're wanting to know what projects I'm working on at the moment. Thanks for your interest.
Maybe it's the bullshit filter. We're all just it's increasing.
Well, bullshitters know bullshitters.
Say that again. Bullshit. Say again.
I think if you say it in your head, you'll get it.
Bullshit. I didn't hear you. That's why I asked you to say it.
What do you think I said?
Bullshitters know bullshitters or something?
Yeah, bullshitters know bullshitters.
Oh, bullshitters.
See, he got there. See?
Bullshitters.
No
bullshitters. No, K-N-O-W. Okay, gotcha. Bullshitters know bullshitters. So you're calling me a fucking bullshitter, are you?
No, well,
you're calling me a bullshitter.
You've bullshitted a little bit in your life.
I feel like I've had a filter on always knowing where the bullshit lies.
Yeah, but I think part of it is that it is human nature to be like, this is a metric that people are caring about right now.
Mm.
Is there an easier way for me to get to this thing that's not going to require me to do the work? Mm. I think that's natural.
I think if...
So if part of it is it's like the Q&A type of thing.
I think it's good.
If you're like, okay, this is a good benchmark to get people to ask questions, but then you rationalize in your head, it's like, okay, I'm going to put some questions out there as a way to get the ball rolling.
Mm-mm.
I know that even when Envato started.
I think the bullshit thing, like, so I'm not saying don't ever make those videos. I'm saying don't be the person that is being a fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is lying. Yeah. And I think this is where like fake, you know, phoners, fake calls in radio.
Well, yeah, you're referring also to that radio sensibility, which has been, Christian Hull spoke about it on Craig Bruce's Game Changers.
When he got into radio, he realised how fake it was.
Yeah. And so it's like, fuck, we don't have anyone calling.
Yeah.
Web guy Josh, can you call and say this? You once hit a cat and it survived.
Dude, we did it in Shepparton and we had a list of people and we'd be calling them. Imagine getting a phone call from Tommy and Candy at 7:05 a.m.
Panicked. Call us now.
Hi, Josie. It's Tommy and Candy. We were hoping that you'd be able to talk to us about like it's hot. It was like it's cringe.
Yeah, it's not
ideal. Cringe. But yeah, the sort of just phrasing that. I just thought, have you noticed? You been noticing
it's
people
good
doing
keeping
it?
It's good keeping it real.
Yeah.
On keeping it real, real comments are great. So if you watch if you watch the video that Mr. 97 made of 3D Dill coming to Melbourne, it is our favourite video. Jump on YouTube, leave a comment or whatever. And then if you're a hashtag super fan or if you respect what we're doing, we appreciate reviews.
Oh, if you're a part of the Gronk squad, you need to leave a review.
Yeah. Mention Gronk squad in the Apple podcast review so we know where you're coming from.
Yeah, you know you've heard this.
Yeah. It's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email. Is there anything else?
Nah. Happy Wednesday.
If Fat Fridays, we're going to do an Australiana themed. And Bree just sent me a text message that 7-Eleven are doing $2 pies. But maybe we keep that for another
day. No pay, no say. But I kind of I've taken them down hard enough that we can give them a bit, you know?
Great. Catch you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.